This week we've been looking at the Gospel of Matthew, the first gospel, the first book in the New Testament. And yesterday we posed the question concerning the women that are mentioned in the genealogy in chapter 1. For many years, as a young pastor, and maybe as not such a young pastor, I thought and I taught that the key to understanding the presence of the women in the genealogy was to be found in the doctrine of grace. And I thought that because I was trying to see some sort of blemish in these women, some sort of disqualification. Tamar actually conceived her son by Judah by impersonating a woman who sold herself. She wasn't actually married to Judah when the event took place. It was really a sinful act that God incorporated into the genealogy of his son, Jesus. Rahab had a very disreputable reputation. She had a disreputable vocation. There's actually some elasticity in the word that describes her vocation. It could be that she was just an innkeeper, but she was probably the keeper of an immoral house. That's also one way to translate the word. It's hard to find anything wrong with Ruth, who's also listed in the genealogy. Ruth was a Moabitess, though, and that was a condemned and accursed race. And of course, even though Bathsheba is not mentioned, we know how, at least if we've studied the Bible, we know that her relationship with David began with an illicit act. By the time Solomon was born, she was married to David, but it didn't start out well. So we ask the question, why? This is Rampart. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and we hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.